Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of life, and we look at wisdom found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Gautam Ali Shah, a renowned teacher, trainer, motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. In today's episode, we're going to talk about taking the short path to our goals. We'll look at some of the ways that can make our journeys easier and quicker to reach the success that we want. Of course, we'll hear some of the wisdom from Gautam Ali Shah, but we'll also see what the giants in the fields of personal growth, Tony Robbins and Robin Sharma, have to say about this. And then I'll talk about an incredible example of one man who used some of these methods to become maybe the single most successful businessman of our time. Okay, so let's begin. The journey of life, living each day in the pursuit of our goals, our success, is of course not an easy one. But for some of us, this journey can become unbearably long and tough, trying to get those things that we want to achieve. So some of us take an unnecessary long path to our success or our destiny. We all have goals. We all have somewhere we want to go, that place that once we reach it, we feel that we've achieved success. But we should try to use all the means that we can to make this journey as quick and straight as possible. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to take the quickest and shortest path to our goals and success. So none of us would willingly take a longer path to reach a destination. I mean, if we know some kind of shortcut, some alternative, a more direct path, we would take that. So those of us who end up taking a long path, it's either because we didn't know where we wanted to go, or we didn't have compelling enough reasons why we want to get there, or we might have chosen the wrong way to get there. So Gautam Ali Shah says that in order to avoid taking that long road, we should start by answering three questions: the what, why, and how of our goals. So let's take a look at a couple simple examples. Say a person is roaming the streets for hours, not sure where he's going. Then he spots a store and he realizes he left his house to get some milk. So this person didn't know his what, which was getting milk. And had he known this, it would have saved him a lot of time and effort. Okay, example number two. Let's say there's a person who leaves his home to go to the library. On his way, he sees a friend who suggests to go see a movie with him. So he goes, and after watching the movie, the friend says, "Let's go grab some dinner." So they go to dinner. On his way back, the person realizes, "Oh, I also need to buy a few things at the shop." So he heads to the shop and buys his stuff. Now, it's only when he reaches home he realizes he hadn't even done what he intended to do, which was go to the library. So this is an example that perhaps he didn't have a why. He didn't have a strong enough reason to go to the library, so he ended up running around town, never getting there. Now, had he had a why, he probably would have reached his goal. Okay, a third example. A Muslim man decides he'll go on a pilgrimage, the Hajj, which is a journey to Mecca that all Muslims have to make at least once in their lifetime, if they can afford it. So that's his what. He decides that he wants to be closer to God. So that's the why. But this same person treats his elderly parents really badly. He doesn't respect them and he doesn't take care of them. So this person knows what he wants and he also has good enough reasons why he wants it, but he doesn't know the how to get to that destination. He's blind to the fact that being good to others, being kind, treating your parents well, is far superior than any rituals in getting closer to God. Because in Islam, we're told that heaven lies under the feet of your mother, meaning in serving her. So this is an example of a person not knowing the how, not knowing the best way to get what he wants, which in this case was getting closer to God. So in these three examples, we kind of cover those three things that we want to establish in order to achieve our goals and success. Again, the first is deciding what we want to achieve. The second is having compelling enough reasons as to why we want to achieve it. And third, we have to decide the how. There's no way any of us will go through life and never make any mistakes. A lot of us have to go through a series of unexpected events to get to our destination. But there are still things we can do to avoid some of this long journey. And what are some of the costs of taking the long path to our goals? Well, it could often cost us big. We could overspend our time and resources mentally, physically, emotionally, taking this long path and maybe paying for something much more than it's actually worth. For example, some people in pursuit of wealth, they end up compromising their health. Second, we'll avoid a lot of difficulty. When we decide what we want in life, life becomes easier. Making choices becomes simpler. Third, we'll save ourselves from fighting wars that we really don't need to be engaged in. And last, we'll save ourselves from a lot of unnecessary distractions. Because when we have sort of a plan in our minds, we'll be able to take a straighter path to our destination. Okay, before I get into some of the theories that Tony Robbins and Robin Sharma have, I just want to take a couple minutes to talk about the what we were talking about before. What is our goal? What is our destination? What is it that we define as success? And it really comes down to what really matters to us in life. And in order to know the what, to know what our goals are, to know what success means to us, we'll have to ask ourselves questions like, what truly fulfills me? What really makes me happy? And what gives me a sense of meaning in life, and so on. And there's never been a better time to do this than now. Our time is fleeting. Wasif Ali Wasif, who was one of Qasim Ali Shah's gurus, said many people only open their eyes when it's time to close them forever, meaning we only start to realize what's important when we're close to death. There's a great story I want to share. I think it's been around for a while, so you might have already heard it. But it's a great way for us to start thinking about what are those things that really matter in life. So there's a professor of philosophy who's standing before his class and he had some things in front of him. He picks up a large empty mayonnaise jar and he starts to fill it with rocks right to the top. And he asks the student, is the jar full? And they said, yes, it's full. But then the professor took up a box of pebbles and started pouring it into the jar. He shook the jar a little bit, and the pebbles rolled into the open areas between the rocks. The students laughed, and he asked the students again, is the jar full? And they again said, yes, it was full. But then the professor picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. And of course, the sand filled up all the other tiny holes in the jar. Now, said the professor, I want you to recognize that this is your life. The rocks are the important things. Your family, your partner, your health, your children, anything that's so important to you that if it were lost, you would be nearly destroyed. The pebbles are the other things in life that matter, but on a smaller scale. The pebbles are things like your job, your house, your car, and the sand is everything else, the small stuff. So if you put the sand or the pebbles into the jar first, there's no room for the rocks. He went on and said, and the same goes for your life. If you spend all your energy and time on the small stuff, the material things, you will never have room for the things that truly matter the most. Pay attention to the things that are critical in your life. Play with your children. Take your partner out dancing. There will always be time to go to work, to clean the house, to have a dinner party, and fix the disposal. Take care of the rocks first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just pebbles and sand. I thought that was such a great way to get some perspective on what really matters to us in life. I know so many of us focus on earning more and more money, but really that is the sand. Alexander the Great once said, "Leave my hands empty outside my coffin when I die," so that people know that even the victorious Alexander could not take to his grave a single coin from the piles of his wealth. I'm going to share another quick story. It's kind of funny. I think you'll like it. Okay, a man once asked a monk, what was the secret of happiness? And the monk said, bring me your most valuable possession. So the man brought an expensive garland. The monk quickly took the garland and ran away. The man started running here and there looking for the monk. On the third day, he found him. The monk was sitting in a tree. The rich man said, give me back my garland. So the monk threw it at him. The man caught it and held it against his chest, relieved. And then the monk asked, are you happy? Yes, the man said, I am. So unfortunately, this is what happens to us in our life. Sometimes we only value the things once we lose them. But we can save ourselves from this kind of pain or regret if we start to define things to ourselves that are important to us. The author Charles DeLint said, there's never an easy route to the things that matter. But today, we are going to try and look at a few methods that might make that journey quicker. Okay, so now we're going to continue and talk about those methods that will help us reach our goals in the shortest way possible. Tony Robbins has a method that he calls MAP, Massive Action Plan. And it also covers the what, why, and how questioning to achieve success. And here's what Robbins says about MAP. This is via his official website. Using MAP goes beyond goal setting. It changes the emotional meaning behind all of your activities and forms a strong link back to the outcome, making it more likely that you'll achieve it. When you're creating your MAP, ask yourself how much, by when, and for what purpose. Then write it down. Make it a permanent, tangible expression of your mental target. Okay, so number one, he says, write down the results that we want to achieve. So this would be the what. Number two, write down your purpose, why we want to achieve our goals. So this is the why. And number three, develop a sequence of priority actions. And this is the how. You know, a few months ago, a movie came out called The Founder. It's the story of a man who had a dream. He focused on it, and he then did everything possible to achieve it. It's about the late Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's. Although it was the McDonald family who originally opened the first restaurant, it was Ray Kroc who developed the franchise, who expanded it, and eventually acquired the McDonald's fast food chain restaurant. His story is absolutely incredible. So Ray Kroc started off as a salesman. He sold food appliances to businesses. And in fact, it was when the McDonald's family bought 8 milkshake mixers that he took notice of their restaurant. Kroc wanted everyone to have affordable, quality, fast food. And from the McDonald's website, it says Ray Kroc's goal was to build a restaurant system that would be famous for providing food of consistently high quality with uniform methods of preparation. So by the way, this is the what, providing food of consistently high quality. And his how was uniform methods of preparation. And in an article by The Atlantic, his why is described as the follows. Kroc wanted McDonald's to reflect quintessential American qualities, affordability, efficiency, familiarity, and the lack of pretension. And that would enable it to become a public institution. Kroc once said, if I had a brick for every time I've repeated the phrase quality, service, cleanliness, and value, I think I'd probably be able to bridge the Atlantic Ocean with them. Ray Kroc is credited with a huge amount of food service innovations, namely single franchises where people were able to buy just one restaurant, but he also had the assembly line called the Speedy Service System for hamburger preparation. He standardized operations, ensuring every burger would taste the same in every restaurant. He set strict rules for franchisees on how the food was going to be made, portion sizes, cooking methods, timing, packaging. And he didn't want to compromise on the food quality either, just to cut costs. And he also wanted to make sure clients got their food in less than 5 minutes. Essentially, it was Kroc's implementing these automation and strict preparation standards and franchising plans that made McDonald's the most popular restaurant chain in the world. By the time of Kroc's death in 1984, he was 81 years old, and the chain had 7,500 locations in the U.S. and 31 other countries. Today, McDonald's serves approximately 68 million customers a day in 120 countries, and there are about 37,000 locations worldwide. I have to say, I am personally very grateful to Ray Kroc because as a mom of three, I can't tell you how many times McDonald's has saved me. I mean, I've lived in Maryland most of my life, and there's always been a Mickey D's within a mile or two of wherever I am. And a interesting fact, McDonald's also gave me my first job at the age of 16. It was an exciting summer working the drive-thru. I still remember my brother and sister driving through to get some extra chicken fajitas and cheeseburgers. Yeah, I guess that was wrong, but anyway. And I know there are some controversies around McDonald's, their food's nutritional value, or their employee treatment, but I'll leave you to decide on that. All I know is Mickey D's can be a lifesaver for students, busy moms, for folks wanting a hot meal on a budget. And it's all thanks to the ingenuity of one man who had a dream and a plan to achieve it, resulting in extraordinary success. Okay, now I want to talk about Robin Sharma's interior empires. So I thought this was a great theory to help us find the quickest and straightest path to success. Again, Robin Sharma calls it knowing our interior empires. Actually, it was only a couple of days ago that Sharma posted a one-minute Facebook video that somebody tagged me in. Thank you, Abu Bakr. So Sharma made a quick video right after his morning run, and he packed more wisdom in that 1 minute, I tell you, than most people I know could come up with in years. He says that true success requires us to train four of our interior empires. And he calls these our mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. So number one is mindset. We have to realize that our daily behavior reflects our deepest beliefs. So we need to get our core beliefs, like those of the titans and icons, installed in our minds. Okay, he says number two is heart set. These are like our emotions, and we need to do inner emotional work to get rid of things like anger, resentment, and toxicity. Number three is soul set. He says this is doing spiritual work, living for a mighty mission that'll help us serve and do good in the world. And lastly, number four is health set. So living a healthy life. So focusing on nutrition, rest, and fitness so that our biology and our neurobiology is strong. I think for more details about this, we can probably get it from his many YouTube videos or his website. And he is just awesome. I love him. So in conclusion, today we looked at why it's so important to try and take the shortcut to our goals and success. We heard the incredible success story of Ray Kroc, founder of the most notable and successful restaurant chain in the world. And we looked at some methods by Tony Robbins and Robin Sharma that can help us organize our path to reaching our goals, leading us to attain happiness and fulfillment in life. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. If you have any comments or questions, please message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.